breathtakingly serene, and as I slide my hand across the softest of cheeks, somewhere inside me, I feel the waters that hours ago had been depleted begin to rise. Most days I wake up tired, no longer young and excited to see the sun rise. But when I see your sleepy face and hold your pajamaed body, warm and heavy from a long night's sleep, I find the strength to give today a chance. Motherhood has taught me that love is not a feeling. It is a burning desire to try a little harder than I did yesterday. When I squeeze you, hold your small body in mine, my wounds stop bleeding, and the dull ache of adulthood for a moment ceases to throb. You, my child, are the antidote to this life. What does it mean to be a mother? Is the role defined by the cleaning, cooking, scheduling, kissing, the tired hugs, the stories read? The truth is that anyone can do that, but not everyone lies awake in the dark staring at your face, begging the angels to cover you with their wings. As you grow into the person you were meant to be, remember, my love, that it's okay to slip, fall, fail, cry, lose, come in dead last, sit this one out with your head in your hands. You can't disappoint me as you walk these slippery rocks of life, for I adored you before you knew what metals were and applauded your heartbeat and first breath as magnificent victories. If there's one truth I want you to know, tuck into your heart and seal with my kiss, it's that I don't love you because you're perfect. I love you because you're mine. On days I don't feel loved, evenings I drown in my solitude, sure that no one's heart will ever flutter at my presence again, you run into my arms and remind me that to someone, I am everything. To embrace my child is to feel my entire body come alive with the kind of love I thought was only reserved for fairy tales. How can it be that the entire world tells me a million ways that I'm not enough, but you, my child, even if you could, wouldn't change a thing? To me, there is nothing more beautiful than a tired mother making room on her lap for a child who wants only to melt into the safety of her warmth. I know I may forget this day, how you look in those little blue overalls, but please, God, don't let me ever forget the sound of my child's laughter. Motherhood opened up the floodgates and filled my deepest wells with watery emotion, leaving me soft and ready to spill buckets of salty sentiment at the slightest provocation, whether it be a baby koala clinging to his mother's back at the zoo or a well-worded commercial. For Mother's Day, I don't want you to spend very much. Kindly bottle the scent of our baby's skin, fresh out of the bath, so I can wear it like perfume. Wrap his toddlerhood in shiny paper, topped with a red bow, so that I can return to any moment I please. After he's flown away, leaving me with only echoes, I'll also take his giggle in a golden locket and six frozen baby kisses, sloppy open-mouthed, wet against my cheek, that I can defrost as needed. And would it be too bold to ask for a glove that allows me to always feel his hand in mine? When I tell a man I love you, I mean, you make me happy. When I tell my children I love you, I mean, I would